With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting Donald Trump and Kamala Harris have agreed to meet in a presidential debate on ABC next month. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Just a few days after saying there would be no debate on ABC, Trump has said yes to the September 10th face-off, and he's proposing a total of three debates with Harris next month.
I just look forward to these debates. I think it's very important that we have them. I hope she agrees to them September 4th, September 10th. September 25th.
Speaking at a news conference, Trump also said a vice presidential debate is planned on CBS. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Russia says operations are continuing to try to drive out Ukrainian forces involved in a cross-border incursion into the southwestern region of Kursk.
The acting deputy governor of Kursk region, Andrei Belostotsky, also said that 3,000 local residents had been evacuated because of the fighting. The local authorities have also called for blood donations, and footage emerging on social media shows destruction in local towns such as Sudja. Ukraine has not officially acknowledged the cross-border raid, which started 2 days ago, but a senior Ukrainian presidential adviser, Mykhailo Podolyak, has said that fighting inside Russia would sow fear and improve Kyiv's position in any talks with Moscow.
BBC correspondent Vitaly Shevchenko reporting. Tornadoes spawned by Debbie have leveled homes, damaged a school, and killed one person. At least three tornadoes fueled by the tropical system were reported overnight in North Carolina. Perhaps the worst has been in Lucama, a small town about 40 miles east of Raleigh. One person was found dead in a home damaged by a tornado. On Wall Street, a good day as the Dow was up by 683 points. This is SRN News. A unique pro-life event is coming this fall.
It's called the Across America Relay, and it will feature runners and walkers converging on Kansas City from the north, south, east, and west. The relay runners are set to arrive in the city on October 19th, and organizers say the event is designed to make the unborn visible and convince people to support them. The runners and walkers will stop and pray for unborn babies and their mothers along the way, while others will line the route with pro-life signs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Texas church has not one but two members aboard the International Space Station. Like many astronauts before them, Barry Wilmore and Tracy Dyson brought along their faith when they launched into space. The two are members of Providence Baptist Church. Dyson told the Bible Project podcast earlier this year that God uses all of us in pretty neat ways. Faith has a long history with NASA. Three astronauts read the Bible to Earth on Christmas Eve in 1968. SRN News. Mortgage rates haven't been this low in more than a year.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.47%. That's the lowest level in more than a year and the second straight weekly decline. The latest pullback is a welcome development for home shoppers facing record-high home prices and for homeowners eager to refinance. Mortgage rates are influenced by several factors, including the Federal Reserve's interest rate policy. Signs of easing inflation and a cooling job market have raised expectations of a Fed rate cut as soon as next month. That has many economists forecasting that mortgage rates will ease further this year. I'm Alex Vega.
The number of Americans filing for jobless benefits fell last week but remain at slightly elevated levels, though not troubling levels. Jobless claims for the week of August 3rd fell to 233,000 last week. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.